Hello, this is Brent Phillips, and welcome back to Unleash Your Inner Millionaire 2. This is the lecture presentation program on creating a life map. Like the other lecture presentation sections, there's no particular instructions. You can listen to this at your convenience and comfort, and you don't need to use headphones, but it's okay if you do. During this program, we're going to talk about how to make a manifestation map, one that really works. And if you've been doing the Law of Attraction for a while, I would be really surprised if you haven't done some version of this before. I've done many different versions of wish boards and life maps and manifestation journals. The reason I'm including this one, because this is the one that seems to work best for me. And I learned this primarily from Carl Wolf, who was one of my teachers. And so what I'm going to describe is very similar to what I learned from him on how to do a life map. And just so you know, when I made my life map, there were several things on it that seemed difficult or impossible. And I can't tell you that all of them manifested. It doesn't work that way. But when you make this map and you look back on it in 6 months, a year, or 2 years, I think you will be shocked at how accurate some of the things have manifested, often in exactly the way you desired. And so I encourage you to please use it, give it a shot. Even if you've done a lot of these before, there really is some magic in this one, and this is the one that I use personally. So why do we do this? Well, first of all, we want to be very clear on what we want. Not knowing exactly what you want is one of the primary reasons that you can't attract it into your life. And so putting it down on paper and writing it out is a powerful process to really clear your mind and focus on exactly what you'd like to attract. So let's do it. To make your life map, the first thing I want you to do is just get a blank piece of paper and get a pen or a pencil. It's possible to do this on a computer, but most people find it more comfortable if you can write it out by hand. So now I want you to make a big circle on the piece of paper. Essentially, you are making what is the face of a clock. So make a big circle. Doesn't have to be perfect, but it's okay if you want to use a computer program to make a nice perfect oval or circle. Use a compass, that's fine too. Once you have the circle, you're then going to draw on the circle little tick marks that represent the numbers on a clock, such as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So the very top of the circle is 12 o'clock, so put a little tick mark there. Then put a tick mark at the opposite side at 6 o'clock, and then one at 3 o'clock and one at 9 o'clock, and then fill in the others. And so now your circle should look like a clock. Now what I want you to do is at the first tick mark, where 1 o'clock would be on the clock, write 1 week. At the 2 o'clock position, write 1 month. At the 3 o'clock position, write 1 year. At the 4 o'clock position, write 2 years. At the 5 o'clock position, write 5 years. Now, we're going to jump to the end, to 11 o'clock. I want you to decide how long you'd like to live. I know that seems funny, but that's an important part of the process. Pick a number, and maybe add 2 or 3 or 5 years just to have some margin. And then write that at 11 o'clock. How old do you want to be when you die? Then fill in the intervals between 11 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Make them 10 to 20 years each. And I'm not going to give exact instructions because depending on your age, those intervals will be different, and also depending on how long you want to live. And so when you're done preparing your clock, you should have at each position 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 11, some reference point in the future, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, all the way around to however many years in the future you want to be when you die. Now what I want you to do is fill in for each section of the clock. At 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, all the way to 11, what you would like your life to be like. And so you might want to fill in how much money you're making, what your net worth is, what is your living situation like, what are you doing every day? Are you working? Do you have your own business? Are you volunteering your time? Fill in relationships. How many friends do you want to have? How often do you want to go on vacation? What do you want to be doing in your free time? What kind of car do you want to have? It's totally up to you. And so fill that in for each one of these sections from 1 through 11 o'clock. And I'll give you a little warning or hint. It's generally pretty easy to do this for 1 month, 1 year, 1 week, 2 years, 5 years. This gets much more challenging as you get further away. Most of us don't really know exactly what we want to have 20, 30, 50, 100 years in the future. For now, just make it up. You don't have to go into immense amount of detail, but you need to have something there. And it's fine if you have a lot more detail at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock than you do at 9 or 10 or 11 o'clock. That's normal. but don't skip any of them. Don't leave any of them blank. And it's really important that at each step you have something that comes next. That's critical, because if you don't have an idea of what comes next, your unconscious mind will not let you achieve your goal because it is afraid of the unknown. One of the most terrifying things for the unconscious mind is not knowing where to go next. And that's why it's a challenge, and that's why we need to fill in this entire clock. And remember, you can change your mind at any time. If you fill in that in 50 years you want to live in Hawaii, and then 40 years from now you decide that you'd rather live in Tahiti, that's okay. You can change your map at any time, and that's perfectly fine. So fill in as much detail as you can. And remember, focus on what you wish to experience, and try to avoid the temptation to focus on how these things will manifest. Because that's not up to you, that's up to the universe. And so this can be difficult at first to get beyond the first 1 to 5 years. But I think you'll find it gets pretty easy. And it's also okay if some of them look similar. If 8 and 9 and 10 o'clock look similar, I would just caution you about letting them be identical. Because again, you want there always to be something to strive for, something that comes next. So for example, if you really want to make $5 million and retire from your job, that's great, put it in there. Just have an idea of what you want to do next. Maybe you want to take karate. Maybe you want to learn to knit. Maybe you want to travel the world in a yacht. Those are all great things. And no one's going to hold you to it. You can always change your mind. It's okay if you take a couple iterations. You might not be able to get through this all at once. So take as long as you need. You might want to do a little today, a little tomorrow, a little next week. After you've finished your map and you're happy with it, I would encourage you, it's not necessary, but an optional step is, work with yourself or me or someone who knows how to do the subconscious clearing and identify and clear the blocks that will get in the way of you going there. Because again, if you have subconscious blocks, it's not going to be as effective. And this process is very powerful in helping you to crystallize what you want. Because once you know exactly what you want, it's much easier to identify the blocks that are in the way. So make your map, figure out what you want, plan it out, clear your blocks, and then another optional step, but you might want to do this, use the guided manifestation that's a bonus track to this program. And you don't have to memorize the map or read it off word for word. You can simply, in your command to manifest in your life now everything as described on your life map. And that's just fine. You don't have to memorize it. You can just reference it during your manifestation. And then put it away. But make yourself a note to check in at 6 months, at a year, 2 years. I think you may be very surprised about what you see. And again, this is optional, but you might want to visit it every 6 months or a year and check off what has happened and what you have achieved. And also make a list of the things that you did not achieve where you were blocked. Because you know that if something is on your life map and you manifested it, if it didn't show up, then there must be some sort of block in the way. And so it's a great starting point to do some deep digging to figure out why it didn't show up in your life and clear the blocks to let it happen. All right, that's about all I have to say about this, except that I would ask that when you go through this process and your life starts to change and things start to show up in remarkable and miraculous ways, you please let me know about it. Because the whole purpose of this program is to help you unleash your inner millionaire. So when it happens, please share it with the world.